أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help and ask for His forgiveness. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can misguide. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is no one to guide him whatsoever except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partner. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, servant, and final messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him peace, his companions, his wives, his followers, and their followers till the day of judgment. O believers, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he deserves that you have taqwa of him, and do not die except as Muslim. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from that single soul he created his wife, and from those two came many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching over you. O you who believe, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak always the truth. Speak the true word. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, he has achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst things in this religion are the newly invented practices. And those newly invented practices are innovations. And all those innovations are misguidance. And all those misguidance are in fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from fire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, when he spoke about the Siyam, at the end of the Siyam, he said, Allah wants things to be easy for you. Allah doesn't want things to be difficult for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to complete the days of fasting Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to say Allahu Akbar for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be grateful. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so easy for us to fast this month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us to pray Taraweeh and Qiyam al-Layl. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us to recite the entire book that He revealed to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so easy for us to gather right here for the prayer of Salatul Eid. So we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to show gratitude to Him. So we must make this day a day of gratitude and a day of celebration where we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not a day where we go further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, from the most important things that we learn from the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah when you hear the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, try to make salah upon him, as this is like our Eid and celebration. From the most important things that we learn from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from his companions, as-sahaba radiyallahu anhum, as it relates to this day, the Eid, and with what follows Ramadan, is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. We learn that from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance, especially on this day. We always say when we meet on the day of Eid, we say, taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and from you. And from this statement, and I want you to hear this inshallah, from this day when the month of Ramadan is finished, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, they will spend their time in dua asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their deeds on the day of Eid. And who are they? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best man who ever walked on earth, and his companions. On this day of Eid, they would meet each other and they would ask and they say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and from us. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. And they are the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. They are asking for acceptance. يروى عن بعض السلف معنى بن الفضل قال أنهم كانوا يودعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم الله رمضان يدعونه ستة أشهر ثم بعد ذلك يدعونه ستة أشهر أن يتقبل منهم. It was mentioned that the followers used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the first half of the year. For 6 months, they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants them the chance to reach Ramadan. And once they're done with Ramadan, they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again for 6 months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts Ramadan from them. And they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their deeds. And they are the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some of them would say, يَقُولُ بَعْضُمْ إِذَا لَمْ نُحْسِنِ اسْتَقْبَالَ فَلْنُحْسِنِ الْوَدَاعِ. يقول ابن تيمية في وداع رمضان العبرة بكمال النهايات لا بنقص البدايات. The Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, the ibra, the most important point, is not the beginning. Probably you missed some of the days at the beginning of Ramadan, but the most important point is at the end of Ramadan. And today is the end of Ramadan. Today is the celebration of Eid. And ويقول حسن البصري أحسن فيما بقى يغفر لك ما مضى. Try to perfect what's left. Try to be perfect on the Eid, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could forgive for you what was past. My dear brothers and sisters, it is not guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us and from all of us. It's not guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our prayers. It's not guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our fasting. It's not guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our sadaqah and our ruku' and sujood and our standing in this masjid. It's not a guarantee, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah verily and only accept from the righteous, from the muttaqeen, from those who have taqwa. It is not guaranteed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you and me. So we need to do things that's always been pleasant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that has some conditions. And the most important condition to make it pleasant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing anything that you do, to do it with ikhlas. Al-ikhlasu lillah. To do it with pure intention, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do it for sake of Him alone. You do your prayer for sake of Allah. You do your fasting for sake of Allah. You do your sadaqah for sake of Allah. You stand in Taraweeh and Qiyam al-Layl for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partners, with no associations whatsoever. And what I mean by alone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many things. And the least thing that you can do, which is haram, some people, they would stand and go to the masjid to please their parents, to please their kids, to please their wives, to please their husbands, or just to make the community look at them and talk about them nicely. And that is making association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to clean, we have to clear our hearts and make our intentions pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second condition is al-mutaba'a sunnati al-habibi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the sunnah of our Prophet, the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order for our deeds to be accepted, we have to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As our mother Aisha radiallahu anha narrated the hadith, and she said, I heard the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa radd. Whoever does an action that is not done the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, will be rejected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept it. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if you wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your actions, make sure that those actions are only alone for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do it the right way, the way that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. You worked hard during the month of Ramadan. You worked hard, and it's very sad that you lose everything that you did in Ramadan. And by making, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, we have been working so hard during the past month. We stood here, we prayed, we stayed like awake till mid of night, and we suffered. We did not sleep enough. So it is very important that you make your intention, and you can correct your intention right now for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. My dear brothers and sisters, do not make this time, subhanAllah, I met a lot of people during the month of Ramadan, and a lot of them, they came and they were so excited to come and pray with us. A lot of people, they came and they were excited to listen to the Quran, and a lot of them, they were excited to stay, subhanAllah, from Maghrib all the way to the end of Salatul Taraweeh. A lot of people, they came at the time of Ramadan. And I want you to know that we worship the Lord of Ramadan. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not worship Ramadan. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the month of Ramadan. And I want you to keep these points, inshallah, in mind. Do not make this time, the time of Ramadan, the last time that you come near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not make this time the last time that you get very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not make this time the last time to come to the masjid. And do not make this time the last time you come and pray in jama'ah. Time to learn your religion. It is time to learn your religion. Give time to know what Islam is, and give time to practice it. Alhamdulillah, you have been coming to the masjid, and we have to continue and maintain doing that. All of us are busy. All of us have responsibilities, have dreams and ambitions, and most of you, I'm sure, like you, live far away from the masjid, but at the same time, we have to do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to spend some time for our religion, so our kids can grow up watching us. We need to show the love and the connection with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so our kids and your kids can get connected to their religion and their Muslim community. The masjid and its community is the only checks and balances that we have here in this country to keep your kids in the right track. And by coming more often to the masjid, you build that connection between your kids and the Muslim community, and between your kids and their religion. We all hear those sad stories when kids, when they grow up, they leave their parents, and some of them, they even leave their religion. So coming to the masjid is a big factor that you build in your kids. Inshallah, when they grow up, they feel that connection, because the masjid and this community is the only thing that we have to keep our kids in the right path. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Hanzalah al-Asadi, one of the great companions radiallahu anhu, his name is Hanzalah al-Asadi, narrates that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَكِنْ يَا حَنْظَلَ سَاعَةً وَسَاعَةً. He said, يَا حَنْظَلَ, there is a time for this and there is a time for that. By coming to the masjid, by praying, by practicing your religion, that doesn't mean you don't actually enjoy your life. There is some time, you make time for the masjid, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there is some time also for yourself. So make time for religion, make time for family, make time for kids, make time for yourself, and do not compromise any of those. And Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Dear brothers and sisters, today is an exceptional day. Today is a special day. Today is a very important day as it relates to the acceptance of your deeds. All of us have been working, as I mentioned, very hard in the month of Ramadan, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and aiming to achieve the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in this month. As he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month, the month of Ramadan, was prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the previous nations in order to attain taqwa. So subhanallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grant us that taqwa. Because if you work hard in this month and you do not attain taqwa, you do not achieve the taqwa, you have done nothing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that taqwa. And one of the last points that I'm trying to mention, inshallah, here. During the month of Ramadan, a lot of us get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of us change so many bad habits in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us to make some change. And some of the salaf, some of the followers, they said, if you fast Ramadan and you do not make any changes in your life, and after Ramadan you go back to the normal life, that's one of the signs that your Ramadan wasn't accepted. If you go back to the bad habits that you used to do before Ramadan, that is one of the bad signs. So Ramadan is a month of a change. It's a month that you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you change those bad habits. You change a lot of habits. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you to stop smoking during Ramadan, try to continue and push yourself to stop that, for example. And so many other bad habits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who get accepted in the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us among those who attain taqwa and among those who get saved from the hellfire. And finally, subhanallah, today, as I mentioned, is the day of celebrating and eating and drinking and being happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone granted us the chance to complete this month. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day of Eid is the day of eating and drinking and saying takbir. And inshallah, you go and eat and drink and celebrate with your family. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grant us the chance to gather again in this masjid, inshallah, next Ramadan. Say ameen. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, from us and from you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, protect our kids, protect our community. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.